Welcome to Shomach Shavan the Daf, your sponsor, the Yunishma Samyak Hashom Levas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yud. The Gemara, throughout the majority of the Daf, speaks about the story of Yehuda and Tamar, and how Tamar tricked Yehuda, in a sense, to be with her, but really Tamar had the good intentions, and also she had Tam Ledvarela, why Yehuda really didn't do anything wrong. And at the end, Yehuda was Moide Ledover. He admitted, and the Gemara goes on to say that Yosef Shekitei Shem Shemayim B'Seiser, Yosef Atzadik, he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim in hiding with Eshet Potiphar, nobody saw it. Zochav V'Yosif V'Loi Ois Echad Mishosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They added the letter He to his name, because it says, Eidus B'Yosef Shalmoy, so you have a He added to the name. Yehuda Shekitei Shem Shemayim B'Faresio, he did Shem Shemayim in public, his name Yehuda, he has in the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vovkei, just with the added dalet. And l'chor, it's very hard to understand, because Yehuda's name came before he did the Maisa, as the Mefarshi point out. So how can you say that he's called the name of Hashem because of his Kaddish of Shalom Mefaresio? And in general, we have to understand why the Maisa of Yehuda has to come through such a convoluted way, that he needs to be tricked in such an oifen, and then he has to come and be moide. How do we understand the story? What is this mashmon? What comes out of this gemara? So we'll bring over here again a Torah that comes based on Reb Tzadik HaKohen with a little Tosefos to explain what L'choy Luba we have over here. Reb Tzadik HaKohen has a big yisoy that he goes through how the Sforim speaks about, that in Am Yisrael there's two mahalachim. There's one mahalach called a tzadik. Tzadik is the one who does the right thing, and through his deeds, through what he does, he accomplishes and gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning he has his own mahalach, where he is the one who's able to reach the goal and the tachlis of the world. There's another mahalach called the mahalach of Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva is someone who did a virus. And really, he is far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But through Tshuva, he gets close to Hashem. And that mahalach is a mahalach of someone who, from his own deeds, doesn't deserve anything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing himself through him, because the fact that he did something bad and he changed everything goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyochol, is the one that he's the Baal HaMaaseh. He didn't do anything, this person. This person is a Rasha, but he did Tshuva. So he brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him, even though he didn't accomplish anything, and that is considered to be a way of bringing to the Tachlis, not through Maaseh, but through the fact that yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. These are two Mahalchim in the world. So Tzadik says that this is the difference between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is called a tzadik. Yosef a tzadik. Yehuda is the one who is the biggest Baal Tshuva, as we see in our sugyo. He was the one who was moide. Things went bad and he came with moide. He took all the bad and turned it into good. I mean, he didn't do anything right. What he did was maisel chur, which is wrong. But he was moide on it, and he merely brought to Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu through that. And this, says Reb Tzadik, is the bigger mahalach which comes l'asid lovoi, that we have Mashiach ben Yosef, and we have Mashiach ben David, who comes from Yehuda. Mashiach ben Yosef is the beginning of the process of Geula. And you have Mashiach ben David, who is the tachlis of the process. And the reason why Mashiach ben Yosef is not enough, because in the end of the day, a tzadik can accomplish a lot. But in the end of the day, you need the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, ain't tzaddik asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. There's no such thing as a full tzaddik. The tzaddikim have a limitation what they can accomplish. In order to really accomplish everything in the world, is to come and chap the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who needs to do it. Im ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi en yocholoi. Even a big tzaddik needs Hashem to help him. And if he doesn't have Hashem helping him, he falls. So the tzaddik who shows as if a human being, I'm doing it, he also needs to get to the gilui of a Baal Tshuva, where I don't really have anything on my own. I need a HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it for me. And that's why Mashiach ben Yosef won't bring the gula of Shlomo. You need to wait for Mashiach ben David. That's the Yisrael of Tzadik, and there's a lot to be ma'arich in this. But let's go back to our sugyo. According to this, it's Gevaldik ben Yosef. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. But as Tzadik said, Yosef HaTzadik, he's a Tzadik. A Tzadik needs to have also a pchino where you see that on my own I can't do it. Yosef had one time that he failed. When did he fail? By Eshet Potiphar. How was he saved? He was saved because he saw the yukon of his father coming from the window. Meaning he needed to have some involvement from above. We need to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol interfere in the Maaseh in order for him to be able to continue to be a tzaddik. So he needed to have that gilui that he could do a lot, but he can't do everything. He needs, he has to, he just have to nishmaya. And that's the gilui that even Yosef needs a little bit of gilui shev shamayim from above. Yehuda, his whole mos, his whole essence is that he's not a tzaddik. He's not the mahalach of a tzaddik. He's the mahalach of the one who reveals the Kadosh Baruch Hu that through everything comes through Hashem. So in Meir, there comes a gnifla in our sugya. Yosef usually is not nikro shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's a tzaddik, he does it on his own. But it was mekadesh shem shamayim betzino, meaning there was a gilui that Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to be involved. So what happens? He has a letter of Hashem added to him, Yosef. Once in a while, you have a letter of Hashem revealed by Yosef. Usually Yosef is without the name of Hashem. But once in a while, there's a hay being added, because once in a while, he's not doing it on his own. He needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he needs a Ziyad Bishvatim in his galley, that he needs the involvement from Hashem. Without that, it won't work. But Yehuda is born with the name of Hashem. His whole mos, that's who he is, is Gilui Shev Shamayim. That's why the whole story of Yehuda from the beginning is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing it. It's something that on his own, he's not going to do it. He, on his own, is not getting close to Tamar. It needs to be a convoluted way that he is not the one poyel. The pe'ula comes from above. And as the Gemara says by us, me many yotzu kvushim. It's all coming from Hashem. That's what Yehuda represents. And that's what it means, Yehuda, that did Kiddush of Shamayim beferhesio, his name is the name of Hashem. Not after he did beferhesio, the name became the name of Hashem. But because that's who he is, that's who he represents, so he means that's his avoid of Kiddush of Shamayim beferhesio. Yosef, his Gilui Shev Shamayim is only Betzino because his Avoido is in his Faresia Avoido. His main Avoido is not Gilui Shev Shamayim, it's Gilui Tzadik. Meaning that he is doing the one who is accomplishing. But Yehuda is all essence. He is born to be Gilui Shev Shamayim. So that's his name, Yehuda. So mainly the Gilui comes with Faresia. That's the way he reveals it in the world. There's more to be marich in this, but this is an Ekudu that comes out from a Sugyo. Ten Nechocho Meyech Kamoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.